Good morning, Larry Richard. On the Big K Morning Show, Anchorman Paul Rasmus and our team assembled. And I'm looking forward to our conversation with our next guest. If I had to put a theme song, it would be David Bowie's Changes, Changes in the real estate world here in Pittsburgh. Lynn Bingham is a real estate mogul. Let's be honest, Lynn. You are Howard Hanna Real Estate. You are one of their Champion Club awardees and multi-million dollar producer. Good to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to the holidays ahead. And as you know, when the Pittsburgh Steelers are winning, the whole town seems to lift, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's contagious.
Yes. And Lynn's husband, Craig, a Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker for 5 years, and you guys have been here and have been great contributors to the community. And in fact, your first year in real estate, you were rookie of the year. I'm sure you rubbed that in.
I did. I have to say, Larry, I did. That was one thing I did rub in.
And totally legit. So let's talk about the local real estate market. I mentioned Changes. Pittsburgh was often considered one of the most affordable cities for buyers to, especially first-time buyers, to get a home. But that landscape is changing now, isn't it?
Well, I think nationally, you know, things have just been so volatile since the pre-pandemic that I think it's like across the board that, you know, it's everybody's trying to catch up right now. And the market still has low inventory here and nationally, but it looks like projection-wise, we are looking at a higher inventory, and that's a good thing because that's going to, you know, drive prices as well. The prices look like the projections for the prices look like we're looking at something more to the 3 to 5%. An increase, which is way, way better than we were dealing with, you know, in the pandemic area, where it was what we dubbed the Hunger Games. You know, it was like something came on the market and everybody was doing anything that they could to get it, paying overpriced. I think those days are gone, which is best for both buyer, seller, and honestly, agents. So,
well, right now it would suggest supply and demand. If supply is a little thinner, then it's still a buyer's market to some degree. Maybe not like it was, where you had people gathering outside your home shouting numbers. But
right.
If you want to sell, it's a good time, isn't it?
It is. Right now, you know, during the holiday season, people think right off the top of their head, oh, it's a terrible time. But you have to look at it both ways. Number one, inventory has been down anyway, but during the holidays, it's notoriously down even further, and there's less competition. So, you know, it's not always a bad time to sell at this particular time of the year. However, our pre-spring market really starts maybe around the second week of January, which is, you know, much sooner than most people think. But that's when things start revving up. And, you know, after the holidays, people are ready. They've discussed this during, you know, some of their time off. They're looking at their budgets for the following year. So it's really an important time to, like, between the January and the March time of year, that's when you're going to see everything really start to open up and pick up.
We're with Lynn Bingham from Howard Hanna Real Estate. I want to ask you about this move to get people to move downtown. We know that there's going to be a concerted effort to open up some of the retail office space that's not utilized to make room for some people to get, I guess, condominiums or rentals in the city and really raise that bar. What do you hear at ground level?
I mean, I am hearing that there is going to be more building and more renovations and rehabs downtown. I just hope that, you know, there's more commercial type activity that will help people want to be downtown. So we've got great restaurants, we've got, you know, wonderful culture, but, you know, it's we still are not known as a city to give people reasons to live downtown. And that takes like a whole other mindset. And I'm just hoping that that can kind of run in conjunction with these rehab plans. That's all.
That said, where are we with interest rates for home buyers?
Interest rates have been, again, pretty volatile, but that's really because of, you know, that has to do with the economy, the rate of inflation, and a big part has been the market's reaction to the election, which is still to be seen. So so I think, you know, what we're hearing is rates are going to continue to go down, but more moderately than what we had anticipated before. Right now, you know, we're at like the 6.667. We're looking at going down over the next few quarters into maybe like the 6.3, hopefully closer to the 6.
Lynn, so, appreciate your time and expertise. A lot more to discuss down the road, but thank you, and say hello to Craig for me.
I will, and thank you, Larry. Have a great day.
You got it. Lynn Bingham with Howard Hanna Real Estate, and times they are a-changing, but if you're a seller right now, it's still your market.